I almost started talking, and it wasn't even recording. We're off to a good start. Greetings, my friends and my enemies. This is the great one himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, here with an anarchy moment. I've been away for a while, as you've noticed, from the peace and quiet, the silence, and nobody calling you a stupid statist motherfucker. That's because I was working. I was exchanging my knowledge and time for money. I was creating value for other people. Instead of, you know, waiting for the welfare check to show up. Yes, and it's early in the morning, and my voice is not completely cooperating yet. Nor is my brain completely cooperating yet, actually. And of course, I'm trying to do two things at once, as usual. And here's a fact, boys and girls. Multitasking doesn't work. It really doesn't. So while I was out, some stuff happened. I was out working, as I mentioned. Things happened. This Christmas thing came and went. That was yesterday. Today is December 26th. So Christmas is over. Thank God. Don't hear any more fucking Christmas music. Ugh, shoot me in the face. The other thing that happened was there was a major national travesty that, you know, has really affected the psyche of the American people and is forcing us to reevaluate things. And that was, of course, the quote-unquote accidental murder of, I believe it was 12 people who were in a convoy driving to a wedding in Yemen, and the American government killed those people with a drone because they were in a convoy, and so it was decided they must be terrorists. Now, this is going to have lasting implications. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's not the important thing that happened. Nobody fucking knows about that. The important thing that happened was some hillbilly on reality TV said something bad about homosexuals. And now the world is in a fucking outrage because, oh my God, we cannot fucking criticize the homosexuals. Oh, they are beyond criticism. They are beyond critique. They are beyond commentary. They are beyond. I mean, they are homosexuals. And how dare you have an opinion about the homosexuals that is negative? Especially since we have our first homosexual president ever, Hussein Obama. At least according to E.T. Williams, he's the first homosexual president. I still haven't seen any evidence, but, I mean, if you look at Obama, I can believe, I can totally picture him with a dick in his mouth. All right, now, this Duck Dynasty guy, God, it amazes me. If only, you know, if we had the ability to actually see the world from each other's perspectives, it would make things really interesting. To have some way to actually see the world as another person filters it. Because I'm serious about this. I would love to be able to see the world as other people filter it, because it would help you understand people. And if you could see the world as I filter it. So I'm sitting here, I'm doing my thing, I'm working, I'm doing my podcast, I'm doing my photography, I'm, you know, chasing girls. So say, and suddenly, you know, and my one portal to all of this is Facebook. If it wasn't for Facebook, I'd have no idea about any of this shit. Yeah, I go onto Facebook, and there's this deluge of pictures of this guy who with this giant beard, you know, and shit about homosexuals. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Who is this person? And why am I supposed to care? So here's what I've gathered. This guy is on a reality TV show. There's your first clue. Which is something about ducks, like calling ducks or hunting ducks or raising ducks. So it's a reality TV show about a duck guy. And then he said some stuff about homosexuals. And this is what you people are upset about, right? Killing 12 people because they were going to a wedding. Totally fucking cool. Nobody even notices that. But a fucking duck guy on a reality television show said something about homosexuals. And then I had to, what day was it? It was the day before Christmas. I made one of my, about three times a year, I make a pilgrimage to the Death Star. For those of you who don't know, Death Star is the local super Walmart. I make a pilgrimage to the Death Star and, you know, buy shit. Shaving cream, soap, shampoo, razor blades. Yeah, I got some new pillows this time around. You know, just shit like that you need to keep the house going. And I go in the Walmart, into the Death Star, and this duck guy, he's on every fucking product in the goddamn store. I mean, had he not said something about homosexuals, I would have walked in Walmart and I've been walking around going, who the hell is this guy whose picture is on everything? I'd have never even fucking known who he was. But this duck guy is on everything in Walmart. And I don't understand what is wrong with you people that this celebrity status, that this demigod status, because we all know the true God is Hussein Obama, this demigod, my mother sent me an email. She said that the Obamas in their Christmas message said Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. And oh, people are sure going to be upset about that. And I thought to myself, Mother, do you really think any normal person actually gives a fuck what the Obamas said in their fucking Christmas what the fuck ever? I don't even know what the fuck it was because I don't care. Like, does anybody give a shit what comes out of Obama's mouth? Will you stop sucking his cock and get a fucking life? Anyway, how in the fuck does a guy who makes duck noises on television get to be plastered? His face is on like every fucking aisle in Walmart. What is wrong with you people out there? This is just the most bizarre shit I've ever seen. All right, so let me get all my thoughts in order here. Here's the first one. We'll talk about what he actually said in a minute. Because, of course, it all gets taken out of perspective. Here's the thoughts I want to offer, though, before we get to what he actually said. So, A&E comes out and says, oh, he doesn't represent our views, and we're going to fire him. Remember the good old days when your opinions could be separate from whoever paid you money? Like, I remember back in the day when I'd walk uphill to watch television and shit. You know, the networks never had to come out and say, hey, people expressing their opinions are expressing their opinions and they don't have anything to do with our opinions. I mean, nowadays, every business, I shouldn't say every business, because we're going to come to this in a minute. Left-wing businesses are just terrified. It's like when you watch a DVD, you always have to sit through the FBI thing, but then you have to sit through the stupid disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in the commentary on this DVD do not represent the opinions of Fox Entertainment and CBS and Pixar Pictures or what the fuck ever they are, right? I mean, why? Where does this come from? Why do we need this constant reminder that the opinions of people are not the opinions of whoever pays them money? Why is this necessary? Why are people so fucking stupid they need to be told this? Then furthermore, why is it so many companies feel the need to fire people who don't toe the line with their opinions? And here's what I find interesting about this. And as with always, you can prove me wrong at any point with actual evidence. I would love to see evidence contrary to what I'm about to say. And I have not done exhaustive research on this or anything, but this is just the observation off the top of my head based on what I know. What I've noticed is that whenever people get fired for their political, social, economic opinions, it's always right-wingers getting fired by left-wingers. And if you can show me an example of a right-wing leaning CEO, corporation, business, you know, whatever, firing somebody for left-wing beliefs, I would love to see that. I mean, I do. I want to see it. I want to know about it. My mother is an atheist, worked for a church. They knew she was an atheist. They didn't fire her. The Chick-fil-A guy who said whatever he said about the protected group of homosexuals that you can't have an opinion about without their permission. He said something about homosexuals. And I heard, and again, I did not do extensive research on this, could be totally wrong. But one thing I heard was that a number of Chick-fil-A stores around the country, you know, very openly came out and said, hey, we don't agree with this. You know, this is not our policy. If you, you know, you're homosexual, come here. We don't give a shit. You know, this does not represent our views. We want to distance ourselves from him. And however they did this, to the extent of my knowledge, none of these people were fired. When you look at the people who lose their jobs for their political opinions, it's always like this. It's some right-wing guy being fired by a left-wing corporation. And of course, remember, it's the left that can't shut up about tolerance, diversity, open-mindedness, freedom of speech, yada, yada, yada. And I just want to caution all of you that all of this firing people from their jobs for their political beliefs is all fine and good when it's other people. And I know you think it can't happen to you. But one of these days, it could happen to you. I mean, this is why nowadays corporations ask you for your, you know, Facebook logon credentials and stuff so they can monitor you, so they can fire you when you do things they don't like. And every time some left-wing corporation fires some right-wing guy, we're creating, we, society and the established legal system, there's this precedent being created that, yes, you can fire people for their political beliefs. And when this comes around and left-wingers start getting fired, and I know if I hired somebody and if I found out they were a left-winger, I mean, if they were a statist, excessively statist, or if they were a communist, or if they were a feminist, or if they were like a militant homosexual supporter, the difference there being militant as opposed to yada yada. But I mean, I would certainly fire somebody for their political ideologies. If their political ideology is incompatible with freedom, if it's incompatible with the non-aggression principle and respect of property rights, I'd fire them in a heartbeat. And so you people need to understand that this is going to come around and bite you in the ass eventually. So you might want to calm the fuck down on firing people for their personal beliefs. Coffee. Oh, I need that. What else was I going to throw in there? Of course, I don't have notes for this. I never have notes for this. All right, yeah. Disclaimers. Why do you always have to have a disclaimer? Why? Are you people so stupid that, like, if you hear a DVD commentary that you think the person on the commentary speaks for the company that made the movie or something? And do you know who made... It just baffles me. It just absolutely baffles me that we live in a time when, in theory, communication is easier than ever because of the internet and all this other stuff. And yet people still simply don't have the intelligence to understand that when a person is talking, that person can only be speaking for himself. I mean, how hard is this? Right now, I'm talking. I do not represent the fucking viewpoints of my internet hosting company. Right, my website runs on WordPress. I'm not speaking for the fucking WordPress developers. I'm recording this on my Zoom H2. I do not represent the opinions of the corporation that makes the Zoom H2. It's like I'm sitting in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. I do not represent the opinions of the fucking government of Fort Collins. I mean, this is my mouth moving. It's only my fucking opinions and viewpoints and worldviews that are coming out. Why do you fucking stupid people out there who think you're so goddamn intelligent, who think you're the smartest generation ever, who think you're the greatest generation ever, who think who think you should be able to vote, who think you should be able to control, why are you people so fucking stupid that you constantly need disclaimers that the person who's speaking is speaking only his opinion and that his opinion isn't anybody else's opinion? I mean, why are you all, that reminds, oh yes, now I remember the other thing I have to talk about. Why? I don't get this. I really need somebody. And I think a lot of it is just, it's lawyer shit. I mean, the corporations are so fucking terrified, which is hilarious because the corporations rule the land and yet they're terrified of being sued, you know, because of this, because A&E. So this redneck hillbilly guy comes on and says, yeah, he didn't even say I hate fags. But well, because we like to blow things out of proportion and misinterpret him. So he comes on TV, and he didn't do it on TV either. But again, let's blow it out of proportion. So this redneck guy comes on his TV show, on his reality TV show, and says, I hate fags. And A&E is just terrified that somebody's going to sue them, or the homosexuals are going to march against them or something. I mean, the fucking corporations own the country. What the fuck are they scared of? And so they have all this lawyer disclaimer shit. That's the other thing. I almost forgot about that. Thank God I just ramble pointlessly until I remember what I'm supposed to say. God, Windows, you suck. I'm dealing with computer issues over here. And by dealing with computer issues, it means I'm sitting here watching my computer fuck up. Homosexuals. And it's not just homosexuals. Feminists definitely fall into this category, and there's others as well. But today, we're going to pick on homosexuals. You are very immature and insecure. Here's how I know that. And again, for the stupid people out there, you know, for the stupid people who actually knew who this guy was before he was on Facebook and became famous, which reminds me, I also saw a nice little meme on Facebook saying, stop making stupid people famous with this guy's picture. That was actually pretty funny. I'm certainly not talking about all homosexuals, because this is one of the things, and we kind of need a word for this. Because, for example, I can say the word feminist, and I can be all-inclusive. I can say that all feminists fit into a category. And all feminists actually do fit into the categories I'm about to talk about. And that's because feminism is a very specific ideology which can be chosen or rejected after thinking about it. Right, I mean, you adapt a set of ideological beliefs. And you can reject that set of ideological beliefs. And you can consider, you can think about, you can form arguments for and against, so forth, so on. So I can say with certainty that everyone who identifies themselves, and of course, as I've said before, if you even identify yourself as something, that indicates there's something wrong with you, unless you identify as a person. I mean, we're all people. But, you know, when you need to identify as a feminist, transgendered, what the fuck ever, I mean, that shows us, again, insecurity and immaturity. All right, but so any feminism is a choice. To say I am a feminist, that is an ideological choice that you've made, which is separate from other things. It's harder. I don't like saying this about homosexuals in the same way because here's the thing. Homosexual simply describes a sexual orientation, which is completely separate from any kind of political, social ideology, right? You can be a homosexual and a libertarian. You can be a homosexual and ANCAP. You can be a homosexual and a Democrat. You can be a homosexual and a Republican. You can be a homosexual and a member of the Guns and Weeds Party, right? Those things are completely separate from each other. You cannot be a feminist and be an ANCAP. You can't be a feminist and be a Republican. You can't be a feminist and be a libertarian. So when I say, you can say that everybody who is a feminist has an ideology which is incorrect, because feminism is an ideology. You cannot say everybody who is a homosexual has an ideology which is incorrect, because homosexual is not an ideology. I mean, hopefully I'm making myself clear here. What I'm trying to explain is why I can, for example, lump all feminists into a group and be accurate, but I cannot lump all homosexuals into a group when we're talking about ideological beliefs and be accurate. It's impossible to do that. And that's why we need a word. And I guess the word here actually would be the GLBTXYZABC movement. Because that's something that people, can choose to identify with. Again, you can be homosexual, you can like people of the same gender as yours without, constantly waving a rainbow flag and screaming in people's faces about oppression and all this other shit. So maybe that's the route to go. We're going to try that. We're going to use it. We're going to see if it works. So today we're going to talk about the GLBT, ABC, XYZ, MN, MOP, PQ, RN, 3 squared movement. The GLBTers are immature and insecure, and this really shows that. So this guy says something about homosexuals, which we'll read it later. And they explode. What is it with the GLBTs that you people need so desperately to have everybody else in agreement with you and supporting of you? I mean, this is pure fucking insecurity, okay? As an ANCAP, most of the people on the planet Earth don't agree with me. Most of them don't support me. But I don't have to go around screeching about how people have opinions that are different than my opinions. I don't need to try to intimidate people into supporting me, because I don't need other people's support. And this shows you how the GLBT movement, the people, I hate using words like movement. This shows you how the GLBTers, we'll do it that way, are insecure, because the GLBTers are not secure. This is what maturity is. Maturity is being able to handle the fact that there are other people who don't agree with you and to deal with that. And the GLBTers and the feminists cannot handle the fact that there are other people who don't agree with them. And when they find somebody who doesn't agree with them, instead of just getting over it and moving on, they have to make this giant issue out of it, because they have this need, which comes from their insecurity and which comes from their immaturity, to have everyone in the world in agreement with them, because they cannot tolerate, because they are tolerant, they cannot tolerate a different worldview than theirs. They cannot tolerate someone who does not. And that's the thing. You can't just simply not interfere with them. You have to actively support them. That's how fucking immature they are. You, as a third party, are not even allowed to just stand over there and say, well, I don't approve of homosexuality, but they can do what they want. I don't care. No. That is not good enough. The fact that you are not interfering with them is not good enough. You must actively support them. And if you don't, you will be intimidated and threatened until you do. And it's all immaturity and insecurity. The feminazis, the feminist, and the femistatist work on exactly the same principle. Right? It's not enough to just leave them alone. No, you have to actively support them. And the GLBT movement, I mean, they are really, even more than the feminist, the epitome of this, the absolute epitome. Anytime somebody says something even remotely negative, you know, anytime somebody says about homosexuals anything that be construed as negative, judgmental, whatever, nobody can in the GLBT can just look at this and say, well, yep, they have an opinion, good for them, fuck them, and get on with their life. No, it has to turn into a fucking crusade, because the GLBT cannot tolerate any form of dissent from their worldview. And this is just like children. This is why I say they're immature. Because they have to have their way. They have to have their way all the time. And everybody has to be in alignment with what they want. So what is this guy's name? Phil Robertson? Phil Robertson. When I first saw the things too, it was like, Phil Robertson. For some reason, I conflated him with Pat Robertson. And I'm going, wait, Pat Robertson is on A&E? And I was like, wait, Pat Robertson said homosexuality is a sin and people are outraged? It's like, okay, is this news that Pat Robertson would say? So anyhow, I finally, again, you know, I don't know who these people are, because I don't watch reality TV, because, you know, I have friends and hobbies and shit to do. I'm not a fucking loser. Who, you know, and again, the GLBT, hey, GLBTers, why don't you stop watching? And this fucking interview was in fucking GQ magazine. Who the fuck reads GQ magazine? And it was in GQ magazine on the internet. Maybe it was in print too. I don't know. Who the fuck reads GQ magazine? Oh, wait, homosexuals. Oh, whoops. Speaking of that, have you seen the fucking gay, and I mean gay, the GLBT movement will get pissed off about that, the gay fucking commercial that the Obamacare people put together to sell Obamacare to homosexuals? You want to see something insulting to homosexuals? And here's the most insulting part. Well, actually insulting. The most pathetic part of that commercial is that they build up to this one point where the one guy is going to kiss the other because he's holding the mistletoe over his head, but they didn't have the actual ball sacks to show two men kissing in the commercial. So, I mean, you're going to tease us like that. You're going to build up, but then cut before the actual kiss happens. I mean, have you no fucking ball sacks? If you're going to make a commercial aimed at homosexual men with a bunch of studly looking, muscle bound, you know, guys running around in their underwear, I mean, have the balls to show them kissing each other. I would have done it. I wouldn't fucking, if I'd have made that commercial, they wouldn't have been so fucking, just fucking stereotypically gay. I mean, there's homosexual, and then there's just over the top fucking stereotype gay. That's what this commercial is. It's fucking pathetic. And then they don't have the balls to show the two guys kissing. Just fucking ballless. Wow, this thing is just killing battery power. This is unreal. All right. I'm going to run out of battery power before I finish talking. All right, here is what Phil Robertson, the patriarch, as he is called in the media, the patriarch of Duck Dynasty. It's patriarchy! Oh, God. You people are... Oh, God, you people vote. I mean, this is pathetic. You people shouldn't even be alive. Anybody who watches this show should not even be alive. Ugh. Oh, natural selection and evolution, where is thy sting? All right, here is what this guy said. Quote, and remember, this is in writing, too. It's not like this was a video and audio recording, so we're assuming that the quotes are accurate. All right, Quote, "It seems like, to me, a vagina, as a man, would be more desirable than a man's anus. That's just me. I'm thinking, there's more there. She's got more to offer. I mean, come on, dudes. You know what I'm saying. But hey, sin. It's not logical, my man. It's just not logical." Okay, unquote. So he expressed an opinion that he thinks a woman's vagina would be more desirable than a man's anus. I mean, you know, and he's calling it sin. You got to believe it's sin. But I mean, there's not really anything there that I can get too excited about. Sorry. Then further down in the article, this happens. He says, then the quote is, "Everything is blurred on what's right and wrong. Sin becomes fine," unquote. So in the question two, the patriarch of Duck Dynasty is, what in your mind is sinful? Quote, "Start with homosexual behavior and just morph out from there. Bestiality, sleeping around with this woman and that woman and those men," unquote, he says, then paraphrases Corinthians, open quote. Now, how does the person writing this know he's paraphrasing Corinthians? I mean, I really doubt this writer at GQ is intimately familiar with Corinthians. I'm just throwing that out there. Open quote, "Don't be deceived. Neither the adulterers, the idolaters, the male prostitutes, the homosexual offenders, the greedy, the drunkards, the slanderers, the swindlers, they won't inherit the kingdom of God. Don't deceive yourself. It's not right," unquote. Well, yep. Okay, so again, he's interpreting the Bible about who's going to heaven. There's no heaven. There's no God. Does any of this really fucking matter? The fact that these things appeared on the internet, is this really that big of a fucking deal? I mean, let's compare this to killing 12 people going to a wedding. You know, let's compare this to all the people in prison for marijuana. Let's compare this to, I saw on the news just the other day, some coach at a school, some kid did something, so the coach took his cell phone. Don't ask me to explain this. I think it was a coach. It was a teacher. So he took an adult in a public school took his cell phone and somehow or another, I don't know how you do this, beat the kid in the face with it and broke his nose in a public school where everybody is forced to send their children. None of those things matter. None of those things are big deals. This is what's a big deal to our white trash-centric society of unintelligent, insecure, emotionally broken people who are constantly looking for a way to be offended so as to affirm their self-value by claiming victim status. I mean, so this guy who's a Jesus guy has some opinions about what constitutes sin and who goes to heaven. So fucking what? Is he beating school children? Is he breaking their noses? Is he raping women? Is he murdering people who are going to weddings? Is he putting people in cages? Is he stealing from other people? When you and your boyfriend are trying to have homosexual sex, is he coming to your house and pulling you apart? Is he the one who's preventing you from getting married? I mean, is he forcing you to buy Obamacare? I mean, what is he physically doing to you? How is he initiating aggression against you, and how is he violating your property rights? I mean, if he is, that's great. We can talk about that. But these statements appearing on the internet are not the initiation of physical force, and they're not violating your property rights. All that's happening here is the GLBT movement is full of insecure and immature people who need to force others to agree with them so that they can attain emotional happiness. It's not going to work, okay? It's not going to work. Your constant need to force other people to be in alignment with what you want, it's just not going to work. And at some point, what you really need to do is stop watching reality television, stop reading GQ magazine. The fuck does that even still exist? And You know, instead of talking about being a homosexual, go get a goddamn boyfriend and have some fucking sex.